Well, for me, a sage is, first of all, is sagacious, that is wise. Usually, I think one associates it with someone who has acquired that wisdom from comparatively long life experience. In other words, I would not see a 20-year-old or 30-year-old as a sage, however wise and intelligent they are. I mean, that's the overall image that comes to mind when I use the word sage. And I suppose in speaking of new sages, we're thinking about contemporary personalities, figures, who in some way are continuing the tradition, the Jewish tradition of spiritual wisdom. Yes, in other words, something that I suppose is best encapsulated in Pirkei Avot, in the Ethics of the Fathers. In fact, I think the time has come to produce an Ethics of the Mothers, something I've been thinking about, but rather a large task, I think. So that's my conception of a sage and a new sage.
Where would you look, or how would you begin a collection called Ethics of the Mothers, Wisdom of the Mothers?
I think we have a number of women, many of whom I'm privileged to know personally, who can be perceived and are perceived by many as spiritual leaders, as inspiring personalities, whether it's in the area of religion, religious practice, religious thought, or Jewish thought, let me put it that way, or whether, and I think this is particularly important in the case of women, in the practical realm, but a practice, say feminist praxis, inspired by a vision of what society could and should be.